10 seconds to the morning stream.
10 seconds!
The morning stream.
Live from beautiful Snowbird Resort outside Salt Lake City, Utah, birthplace of Scott Johnson's favorite musical instrument, the high mountain trombone. Live from Nerdtacular 2015, this is the morning stream.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. This is The Morning Stream. I'm Scott Johnson. This is Brian Ibbett. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Brian Ibbett, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. Slept all right?
I slept all right. I did not drink at Smoke Monster, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
I was very tempted.
Did you smoke at Smoke Monster?
I didn't put cigars up to my lips, but I felt like I smoked at Smoke Monster.
You guys should smell my hoodie now. It's the worst.
Hey now.
That sounds like a euphemism. I didn't mean it. This is just like the morning show, isn't it? It is really great to be here. We are happy to be here. The show has been on the air now for nearly 900 episodes. We started in 2011, January.
Yeah.
And it's weird to think how far it's come. And this is our third time doing this live, right?
Right.
Started in 2013. And we wouldn't change it for the world. Now, we're not going to spend too much time with us, because we're going to bring up all our weekly guests that we have on. They're all going to come up. We're going to get to talk to everybody. We're going to test taste some really terrible things that people have brought. We're going to have a ball. And I'm really excited to get to all that. Before that, though, I just want to tell you a quick thing. So yesterday, I know I always have a story. Usually it's hilarious, right? Real funny stuff about the dog or the poo bag lady or whatever.
Running over a baby bird.
Sure, killing the baby bird last year, all that stuff. But this year, I didn't have any of those things leading up to. I guess we were too busy getting stuff ready. And yesterday, I'm walking back up from the Smoke Monster get-together, and we were right behind a couple who were walking up ahead of us, and they both had sticks for blind people. And
oh,
I thought, well, wait a minute. They're totally blind, and they're finding their way back to the lodge better than I am. And I am so impressed that they would come out to this thing and be here. And I'm not sure where they are in here, but they probably more than any of us appreciate the audio work we do. And I was just so touched and pleased to meet them. So yeah. If they're here, could they just stand up and let us clap for them a little bit? Because, oh, darn it. Well, anyway, they really blew my mind. And I guess I'm just always impressed with the kind of people who listen to what we do and the kind of things they have to deal with.
The hurdles that they have to get over.
Yeah,
sure.
I said to Kim, look, I should quit worrying about that I only had a banana to eat today. You know, things could be harder.
Well, we're going to change that.
Oh, yeah.
We will fix
that problem
immediately.
So, Brian, you have some things you wanted to mention.
I have some things. First off.
What? Oh, there. Where are they?
Hey.
Hey, I forgot their names. Wave at us before you sit. They were navigating stairs better than I do. Like, they just were blowing my mind. Anyway, I was so impressed. All right, So what have you got?
So, you know, it wouldn't be a Nerdtacular without the generous support of Lantronics. Gary is in the audience somewhere. There he is right there. Hello, Gary. And you know, it wouldn't be a Nerdtacular without Gary approaching me and telling me, hey, could you announce something really quick for TMS? So swag for Lantronics didn't make it into the bags. It got here too late, so it didn't make it into the swag bags. However, if you come over to his booth after lunch, after he kind of gets the boxes unloaded and stuff, you guys can get a really cool pen and a really, really nice screen cleaner, which I'm going to have to use here in a second. So screen cleaner, pen from Lantronics. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, dude. Oh, tell us about the bingo card, Brian.
Whoa. Okay, that does not count as talking about bingo. This is time out for a second.
Time out.
Number one rule about bingo, you don't check off talking about bingo. All right, you guys all have these. The hosts have these. The Frog Pants producers that are coming up have these.
What?
So that doesn't count either. This is all time
doesn't
out
count
time.
Yet.
This is
doesn't
all time
count
out
yet.
Time. Come on, people. It's Julie for a fish sandwich. Oh, this is so torturous. If you feel like someone on the panel is pandering to check off a space, I'm going to leave it up to you to point and go, eh. Oh, I have a sound. We could actually use one.
Yeah,
let's use
too.
Technology and actually have a soundboard. Here, I got mine. Let's do professional, right? There we go.
That's good.
Oh, you have no idea how much I need to pee.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one. Sorry, Terpster.
All right, and that ends the timeout portion. Game on.
All right. I love it. By the way, I love that you all did this. I love that you have these cards. You're insane people. All right?
I'm going to be playing along with you, and I'm not going to pander because I don't want that.
All right. Yeah. I like it.
And finally, it looks sunny out, but I'm not quite sure. Do we have a forecast for what it's going to be like today?
Thanks, Brian. Today is sunny with a high near 73, going down to 48 degrees tonight with a 100% chance of Marion call. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you, Scott. Now we're over to Scott.
All right. Somebody has something they wanted to give Brian. Where is that person? Oh, look, he's got like a tray. Bring that on up. I don't know what this is.
Oh,
I do know what this is. So last year, these guys brought me a bunch of Warhammer 40K stuff, which is super rad and still adorns my work desk at home. Oh, look what you got, Brian. Lovely, dude.
Oh, well. All right, this is, you want to do the play-by-play? This is awesome.
Tell us what you, here. Okay. Tell us what you got.
So what we have is, starting out, we have the they're noise marines, okay? So you have the guitar players up front.
It's hard to make sense of 40K.
So you have the guitar players up front, guys with fedoras here.
Is this like a Doof Warrior? Is this a Doof Warrior right here?
Yeah, kind of like, that's right. Back here's the guy with the fedora with the fancy, that's all right. They're designed to come off.
Break it immediately.
Bring Brian some glue. It'll be fine.
Yep. Oh, wow.
That's great.
Fire Drake and a... so you have these two back here. These two are made by Jeff Dubow. Okay, so he did a great job with that. The guitar players were done by Sean Jameson, and the rest is mine.
And we're not supposed to taste test these, right?
No.
All right.
They would kind of be, they'd be made of plastic. And we've got you a codex to go with it.
Oh,
so
like
actually
that's super nice,
that's right,
dude.
That's right. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was really awesome. Thanks. All right. So, Brian Ibbett's like a brother to me. We've had this show going for so long. It feels like we talk to each other more than half the other people I know in my life. And, that kind of chemistry has paid off for us in big ways. We've been able to build something pretty special. And part of what makes what we do pretty special are the guests we bring on each and every day. So last year we did this thing where we brought them all up and it worked out great. So I want to do it again. And we're going to start with a guy who we always introduce this way. So I'll play this first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Schleicher.
So Steven Schleicher, majorspoilers.com, comes on the show, talks about pop culture, video games, comic books, movies, Comic-Con, whatever the hot thing is. Yep. It's always great to have you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I got a question, though, about this bingo game.
Yeah.
So does, like, somebody have to say the word? Or, like, for example, burp.
Burp?
If someone says burp... Damn it!
All right, it's working as planned.
It's not a space.
What if I talk about my man crush on Channing Tatum?
Do you have a man crush on
Channing Tatum, man.
Is there a square for when I say Tatum Channing when I do it wrong?
No, but there are some of the other mispronunciations.
Okay, great. Looking forward to that. Steven, when we bring you guys up as guests, we like to ask you, in your area of expertise, what is, in your mind, in 2015, the most important pop culture nerd story of the year?
Star Wars.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's excited, right? We're pumped. Do you guys think? We'll probably talk about this a bit on Current Geek tomorrow. But I have I have this really strong feeling that they were so dead set on making sure they proved to us that they're doing this right, that they're being true to what we love about the original trilogy, that they're mixing good CGI with good practical effects. They went overboard and had a working droid on the freaking stage that shouldn't, by all, you know, looking at it, look like magic.
There's been so much vitriol spewed against the prequels that for them to do anything that's even remotely half-assed will be scrutinized beyond measure.
Yeah. I think that's a big deal,
sounds
right?
Like something
I mean, that's part of the story. It's part of the reason this is going to be, you know, why it's such a big story this year is because they've just gone to every length they can to say, we're with you, we know what you want, we're giving you what you want.
Right. And I think San Diego Comic-Con really proved that with, hey, guys, we're bringing out all this stuff, and now let's take you to a concert.
Yep. Let's have Kevin Smith's talk only have 8 people in the audience. Poor guy. All right, well, it's great to have Steven here. Our next person coming up is new to it this year. We've only been doing this for about a year, and I was so stoked when she walked up to me last year at Nerdtacular and said, we should talk about doing that. Mm-hmm. I went, well, of course we should. So, without further ado...
Veronica Belmont!
Now, I have other things she said before, so we're just going to play a couple of these, like this.
I should say, like, Scott Johnson is my bitch.
There's one. I like this one.
Sausage.
Oh, we've heard that before. Anyway, Veronica Belmont here, our video game expert, comes on Mondays, talks about what's going on in video game news, something I love, so it was an easy choice to do that on Mondays. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
I love you guys. Aww. You guys are like the most fun to hang out with. It's,
aren't they the best?
It's always a good scene.
See, that's the thing. You guys come and want to hear us talk and do stuff and everything, but you guys are the reason that this all works out well. So I know you already clapped for yourself. You don't have to do it again.
I mean,
but you're all pretty
clap
rad.
On the inside.
Yeah, yeah. So V, if you had to pick the most important thing that happened in video games this year, where would you go?
The most important thing that happened in video games, to me at least, was you telling me that I should play The Witcher, which has essentially ruined my life.
Yeah.
So.
How far are you? You pretty deep?
I'm about 45 hours in.
Oh my gosh.
Which is not Skyrim numbers yet. That's like 150, so I've got a ways to go. But apparently it's bigger than Skyrim, so
yeah,
I've got my work cut out for
me. That game's great. For me, it's probably the fact that we'll get genuine VR this year. We've waited a long time and had a lot of promises since the early 90s. We had a lot of unfortunate viewings of the Lawnmower Man telling us that we were going to have VR a lot sooner, and the fact that we're all going to be wearing these helmets at some point. And maybe, just maybe, games like The Witcher in the future will take advantage of this kind of tech, or maybe they won't, but we're going to get something that actually works, that's actually affordable, and that we can literally have this fall. So in my mind, not only has 2015 been a really strong year for games, but there's so much potential on the horizon, I just can't wait.
It's going to be great. We'll have a lot more to talk about that in the future, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be good. Well, V, it's always good to have you, and we love having you on Mondays.
Yay, TMS!
So thanks for being here. TMS, yay! Next up, whoops, skipped my place here. You'll know this sound when I play it.
Bill Duran!
There he is. Bill Duran, everybody. So when I met Bill Duran, it was in 2010, Nerdtacular 2010. We were still just renting a movie theater and doing it for a day. And he showed up with a very different kind of beard. He was a little chubbier. He wasn't quite the fitness geek that he is today. And he was also doing a lot of photography, but hadn't really jumped deep into this whole prop building thing that he does now, these replicas. And since then, dude's a freaking rock star. Like, the stuff he's putting out, you guys have seen it. It's insane. So we end up talking a lot about that on the show, but you come on and talk about how we can all lose weight and feel better.
Yeah, occasionally.
So,
not last time, it was all San Diego Comic-Con.
So, since
sometimes
we're
at, I gotta jump in.
Since we're at a con, what's the advice?
All right, I do have the perfect advice, and I'm hesitant because I don't want to give away, I don't want you all to eat all the breakfast burritos because I've been enjoying them, but... If you're going to go, don't get the buffet. Basically, good life advice, don't get the buffet. It's overpriced.
Well, unless you're at Lunchtacular, because that's a buffet, but don't worry about that.
I guess so. No, but don't pay for the buffet, because it's like $17, and you're going to try and get your money's worth, and then you're gonna miss a panel because you got to deal with that later in the day.
You have to get rid of buffet.
Yeah. Get the breakfast burrito. It's $5.50. Cheap. Mm-hmm. It's packed with everything you need. Got eggs, bacon, maybe a little cheese, some potatoes in there. And the best part about this, I just figured out I could make that at home. And you're making your eggs, making some good, healthy breakfast. And we have burrito things, burrito shells.
Actually, this just in from Corinne, no bringing in outside burritos.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
No fireworks, no burritos, no outside booze. Yeah. What else was there?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah. Get the breakfast burrito. That's today's tip.
Do you notice how empty your bingo cards are so far, by
I know,
the way?
Yeah.
Sorry. See what we can
do. That's because we've got men working on it.
Yeah, we have top men. Bill, it's great to have you here. Always a pleasure.
Good to be here.
Tuesdays are better because of you, so thank you for being here.
And I will say, too, every year we show up and there's more people but less of them. So we're making an impact. Yeah.
Ah, I see what he means.
We can fit the chairs closer together this year is what you're saying.
Yeah. I hear a lot of personal success stories on the fitness front in the community, and it always warms my heart. So thank you guys.
Yeah,
I would like to do something with that with you sometime, because I'm really into that kind of stuff, too.
Great.
So we should talk about
that. Yeah, collaborate.
Right. Have your people get a hold of my people.
I like that idea. Collaboration.
Look at Monday and Tuesday talking to each other.
Yeah. Course, it's like they're friends and
your
stuff.
Your people is your dog. Mine is my cat.
Yeah, well, it's never going to work.
No, work out.
Don't do my diet, which is one banana yesterday. Anyway, moving on. Jury. Oh, I don't want to say his name yet. Is that on the bingo card? Here's his thing.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Robert Young.
Okay. Yeah, there's so many people bringing things for us to taste test. I'm terrified about it all.
But
this may be something else, but yes.
We will
have a moment for that. Justin Robert Young, sir.
Yeah.
So good to see you.
This is so awkward.
Now, here's the thing.
Like, this is like Bruce Wayne and Vicky Vale in the first Batman. Just at the end of the table. Does everybody remember Batman?
Yeah.
Just checking.
This con needs an enema.
Yeah. Not wrong. So yours is an unusual thing because all these guys have kind of topics,
yeah.
Right? You come on and just go bleh, and we talk about whatever it is.
Yeah. Can't be caged, bro.
So I want to know what that's like. I actually think that's just, it's one of your skills to be able to just sort of pull something out of the sky, especially if you're in like an airport trying to get on a flight. And then I'll go, so what's going on, Justin? And I know you don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you do. So how do you do that? And do one now so they can all freak out. No pressure, though. It's all good. It's no pressure.
I don't know, man. I just talk a lot. Here's the thing. When you talk constantly and you never shut up, eventually you just fill time.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like this smoke and mirrors illusion that you're saying something of worth when really you're just prattering.
I mean, Wendy's segment is often about the most serious things, right? We talk about a lot of personal
issues. Oh, yeah, I know. I had to follow it for a year.
But you
when
come
I was
on.
When I was talking about Sasquatch, it was just like, you know, a tearful end of a very special Wonder Years episode. And well, then I'm like, anyway, do you guys remember the skunk ape?
But then you'll come on, and sometimes it gets serious. Like, sometimes we get to deeper stuff, and I always enjoy that. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny. We're showing that the video and everything, and yesterday, who here was at the reception yesterday? That was amazing, and it was really overwhelming, and it always, like Veronica says, this is just such an amazing, fun community that, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff, especially now we're in a very socially conscious age, right, where we talk a lot about, you know, race and gender and body positivity and all that kind of stuff. What I love about the Frogpants community is that, like, it's all there, it's just kind of not talked about, like, because it's just hardwired into this community. And that's what I love about it, and that's why it's really not odd to get into these kind of topics when they're in the news, mm-hmm. because, like, you just kind of feel like you're talking with like-minded people, and you're not, like, worried about, like, oh, am I going to offend the one person who's going to be angry about it, or, you know, like, everything that's positive sort of drowns it out.
Well, even when we do say something that gets somebody cackled a little bit, there's always an open line. They can email, you can call us, you can do whatever, and we'll talk about it.
Well,
always.
I mean, that's the point. The point isn't like, hi, like, this is my opinion because I have a platform and you don't, suck it. Like, it's like,
that's
hey,
that's the name of Justin's new podcast.
Exactly. It's actually going to be on my headstone. But like, there's an open dialogue, and that's what's, you know, that's actually what works.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes the world better, is that we are all constantly talking about stuff, because what makes things suck is when everything it just gets stagnant, and then all of a sudden you run into, like, really serious problems because it's a problem because it's been a problem for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's a good format for that. We didn't know that going in, did we really? We just kind of thought, we'll see what happens. A part of that are these great contributors that come on. Now, before we move on, I want you to tell people about your hot new Kickstarter today.
Well, hold on. Everybody, first and foremost, who backed Scott's Kickstarter this month?
Oh, thank you so much.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay, so that looks like everybody. Moving on.
he was hoping there were a few who hadn't yet.
Yeah. So, and listen, man, considering how it's done, I can't imagine that a lot of you have not already backed it, but there is a brand new hot card game on the market, and it is called The Contender. I have a copy right here. Oh, who's clapping? You've never seen it. Shut up. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I apologize. It's not a way to... All right, restarting. Okay, take two. Here's The Contender. Yeah, it's like Cards Against Humanity, but it's a political debate. You have a topic, you have a thing. You can go on the Kickstarter. If you go on my Twitter right now, you can go ahead and find it. And anybody who backs it right now, today, because again, there is Wi-Fi, Nerdtacular, password, Nerdtacular, just go ahead and show your like, I back this thing screen to either me or Ashley, who I think is that Ashley over there? Yeah, Ashley's over there.
Oh, you mean your fiance, the person you're going to marry soon? Congratulations,
yeah, I'm gonna
by
marry
the way.
Her. Stop it. Stop it. This is my moment. Stop feeding her ego. I love you. but just go ahead and show it, and we'll give you guys these awesome buttons that Guts and Glory, our partners on this, made. They look amazing and awesome, and you're going to be proud to have it and the game. And... we will be playing it in the game room, and when you back it, we are going to give you guys, everybody who backs it gets a print and play within 24 hours. So you are going to get to play the game ASAP when you back it. If as many people can do it right now, it would literally make me the happiest person on earth. So I love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to try to do something now. That Todd, how are we? Are we going to make it? We're going to get on the line. I hope she can she hear us when we talk? We're calling Nicole Spag on the line.
Yay! Yay!
She usually has a little theme. Let's see. I don't have it here, do I? Oh, yeah, I do. Check it out.
Slurp my butt.
That's not it. Is there a square for me playing
Scott
the wrong clip?
Scott plays the wrong clip, yes.
Dang it.
And that does count as bingo talk.
All right, fine. I can't find it. Someone sing the that movie theme we always play for.
Would this be da, a da, 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 da.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Spagnuolo.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nicole, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh my gosh, that's
can
great.
Can you see us?
Can you see us?
I'm watching you now.
So
Justin, stop picking your nose.
She's everywhere and nowhere.
And nowhere at once. We can't see you, but you can see us. So,
sorry, Mom.
Nicole, we miss you horribly. I hope you're doing well. How are things?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah, hanging in there.
For those who don't know, Nicole is expecting her second baby in November. So a round of applause. Very excited about their fledging little family. And
there's a baby in my belly.
She comes on every Wednesday and talks about movies we should all be watching, and we all make little recommendations. Quickly became one of our favorite segments, and I think a lot of us here probably benefited from her recommendations, and maybe some of ours.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to recommend today?
Well, I just want to say I'm really glad that the both of you have joined in. It's just not me now. And it was kind of a strategic thing because when I was really, really sick, I'm like, I can't watch three movies. Yeah. So,
well, we were happy to hop in where you needed us.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, actually, like watching some of your recommendations and recommending some of the crap that we watch that isn't for Film Sack.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have one recommendation. I'm sure I'm going to butcher the name, but it's not streaming, but you can rent it. I think one of the coolest things that has been starting to happen are the movies that release in a theater and also on video on demand. And it seems like it's happening more and more. So it happened when Snowpiercer came out, and I loved that movie, mm-hmm. which I think that's streaming on Netflix for free now.
Yep. I think it is, yeah.
But just recently I watched Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we watched that on the plane to Japan.
So good. Oh, so good. Really good. Totally worth the $5 rental, and yeah. I loved it.
It's a very smart sci-fi movie.
That came out the same weekend as Fury Road, and I think it got buried a little bit because of that. You know.
Yeah, I think it was a kind of a limited release, too. So
it was art house, but since Star Wars is the biggest sci-fi story, both of those lead actors, not the robot, but the two main actors, are in new Star Wars movies in big roles.
The redheaded guy who's always in sci-fi films, it seems.
He was in Frank, too. He was amazing in Frank, if you haven't seen Frank.
Frank,
yet. Yeah.
With the robot.
No.
Domin Hall
with the giant head.
The side bottom.
Wait a minute. We all talked over Nicole correctly pronouncing that accent.
Did I pronounce correctly?
That you nailed it.
Oh, sorry. So, Nicole, that's awesome. We will all check that out. It's what, $4?
I think it's like $5 or something like that.
Worth every penny.
Yeah, it's a weird, It's
well, weird. We miss you. I wish you could taste test some of this stuff, but I also know it would probably feel very well.
I would totally puke there.
Well,
is that on the bingo card? You know, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we love you. We miss you, and we wish you the best as we try to continue without you. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
I've got a question for Nicole.
Yeah.
Who's her favorite actor in Iron Man?
In Iron Man?
Yeah.
Oh, Iron Man 1, 2008.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
See, I didn't even know. That's the funny thing.
Oh. That means he misses the next game in tournament play.
All right. Nicole, thank you so much for doing this.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We love you. See ya.
Bye.
You. There goes Nicole, everyone.
That was a bye, guys, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Actually, we have another thing that happens on Wednesdays, and it's also a good thing. A thing I like quite a bit, and it starts when we play this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Merritt.
Everyone's favorite tech guru. Now, you see all this crap Tom brought with him? It's actually got a reason for it. Do you want to explain what you're doing here? Because this is kind of amazing, actually, what you're going to do.
Install Windows 10 live.
That shirt's racist.
That is a dedicated technical journalist, is what that is, because he's going to install it here. I hope that goes well. Do you think it'll...
Are you ready, Scott?
Yeah.
I've got... What do you want to do? Upgrade this PC now. Should I upgrade this PC now?
Yeah. Do you think you should upgrade this PC now?
Should I press next?
Spectacular! Let me hear you! Should he upgrade this PC now?
Yeah! Progress, 0%. Boy, still 0%.
So.
I better plug this in, actually.
So this process is waiting for me at home.
1%!
Also, apologies to everyone trying to use the internet right now.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Hurry.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it will interfere with people backing the Kickstarter. Hold on.
Tom, if you had to name the hottest tech story of the year that isn't you installing Windows 10 at Nerdtacular, what would it be?
I actually do think probably net neutrality and Windows 10 are vying for the big stories. And that's not to say Windows 10 is a success. by saying it's big, but it's like a huge bet for Microsoft. They're changing the way they're doing things by giving everybody who has Windows 7 and up a free version of it, and they're not going to put out new versions. They're just going to consistently, constantly upgrade it. So it's Satya Nadella's big play to like move Microsoft into the future.
I mean, it's almost like there's a name for it.
For what?
What's
happening with Satya Nadella?
Yeah, I mean, like it's everyone's like
he's
for it.
Like
Veronica's
he's the man.
Helping. She's got you going. Satya, come on. No one knows it.
Satya Mania.
Satya Mania.
I can't believe you said that, Veronica.
Running wild.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's we can't say that anymore, huh?
No. He ruined it.
I have a quick update.
It's not 1930 anymore. Okay.
Screw you, Terry.
I have two updates. They're buzzing him. I have two updates. One, the lanyards are here.
You get a lanyard. And you get a lanyard.
The and
new
the other I'll tell you about in a second, but I do want to say this to Tom. When he comes on the show, I have a tendency to get kind of hyperbolic about things that are happening in tech. I want to see, like, oh no, Amazon's using drones to deliver your stuff. I start going all conspiracy on what that means, and we're all screwed.
Yeah.
And Tom swoops in and usually has this very calm, cool, collected approach to it. I think that is one of the hallmarks of why his stuff is so great. So I'm just sitting here complimenting you for no reason.
I wish
really
that
like
was the
do.
Real me. That's a character I put on.
He's like, it's your Stephen Colbert, I get it.
He just flips out Casey Kasem style, you know, after DTNS.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate that.
Well,
I try.
It really helps elevate the show.
I try to channel my naturally contradictory and argumentative nature into finding a balance and calming things down.
I think it works. So we are going to bring on, it's kind of a little bit out of order, but I did it last, second to last, because it's something that happens every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this.
And when Wendy gets here, things get serious.
Yeah, things get real serious when Wendy gets here. So here's this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Daryl Skills!
What's with this shirt?
Yeah, he's wearing a Star Wars shirt.
He's trolling.
This
he's
is so blasphemy.
He's uncomfortable.
Daryl, have a seat.
The story of this year, Scott.
That delights me to no end.
So we had this goofy idea early in the inception of the show to have Daryl come on every day and answer Star Trek trivia. And it got to be such a usual, regular, kind of almost like breathing thing that we do on the show that we've done it ever since. Every day he comes on there and answers hard trivia about Star Trek. And I think some of our best stories, some of our best jokes, some of our best stuff happens during that chunk of time because it's a really great kind of relaxing goofball thing to do. And Daryl,
yes.
What's your favorite Star Trek thing of the year?
It's got to be the making of the new movie that comes out next year.
You excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think it's going to be good. It sounds, I mean, everything I hear of it sounds pretty positive.
Well, what if I had a question for you now that you had to be stumped on live here on the stage? How about that?
I would do my best.
All right. I'm doing it. Here it is. The Next Generation episode.
Wait, let me write this down. Okay.
The Next Generation episode, Sub Rosa.
Oh, no.
Your favorite.
Oh, yes.
The Enterprise visits Kaldos 2 for a for a funeral for Skeletor's grandmother.
Skeletor?
Is that on the card?
Nope.
Okay.
Not on mine, anyway.
It should be. The area of the planet that they are on is modeled after Scotland. What is the name of Dr. Crusher's grandmother? Here are your four possible answers. A, Felicia. B, Ellis, or Elsie, sorry. Dang it.
Oh, he mispronounced something.
I did.
Oh, snap.
Snap. C, Alina. Or D, Leslie. Not Wesley, Leslie. Wesley, get off the bridge. So those are your possible answers. You need a little backing track, don't you? Whoops, that's not it. Gosh dang it, I did it again.
That's another one, right?
Check your cards.
No, it was on my card.
If you get it right,
he
I'll...
Pander.
He did pander.
Oh yeah, we can't pander, can we?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Scott totally got sappy so far. I think we can all check that off.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That's his resting state.
Fugue state. All right, Daryl, what do you think?
While he's deliberating, if you guys haven't checked it out, he's coming after my business, making the phaser. You guys see the phaser he made?
Yeah, you're gonna give that.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on.
We have to talk about that.
You're gonna give that away, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Set that on stun.
Chris, now apparently he's gonna be making lightsabers.
Oh
Zerk.
My! Holy smokes! Did I see that? Yeah.
So I hear somebody, some lucky audience member may get that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Some lucky attendee.
I don't know how we're going to do it still. I've been worrying about this for weeks.
Do we want to tweet, like, the best Star Trek-related tweet about N15?
Well, if everybody has Twitter.
Everyone have Twitter?
So either one lucky...
If you don't have Twitter.
Otherwise, you can hit them up on Snapchat. At Skeels to pay the Beals.
Send him your raciest photo.
Well, you can decide. But what do you think? What do you think on this answer?
Okay. Felicia, that name's already taken.
Like, so in life?
It can't be that. It was a grandma-like name. And Alina? Are you saying that right?
A-L-L-I-N-A. Alina.
By the way, does this thing make noise?
No. You have to provide your own noise.
If it did, what would it be?
I think he already did it.
Did he already do it?
Oh, okay, never mind.
But since you pandered.
That's like the worst pandering for a space that I already had.
No, the worst pandering is, Scott, so if someone says the word shite.
Shite.
Is that pandering?
That's pandering.
Is that pandering?
All right.
I can't turn your card.
You guys are bad at this. Shite's You're really bad at this. I just want you to know that.
Look, the top part even removes. Look how cool that is. Magnets.
Dude, because it snaps back in.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. They work.
Oh, Daddy thinks vacuum.
So you're deliberating.
Okay. Elsie is the name of a cow. I don't know
It's
cow.
Also my mother's maiden name.
Oh.
Oh, no. Actually, no, that's wrong. It was her middle name. Not maiden name.
Middle name.
Middle name. That doesn't get a new? Okay.
Oh, middle name.
Now we know the line.
Leslie was a red shirt.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Leslie. Mm. I'd remember that if that was also her name. Alina says, sounds so wrong. It can't be that. So I'm going to have to say, well, now I want to uncross out Felicia because maybe that's it.
You got an hour and a half for this.
I'm going to stick with Elsie, I guess.
You're going to say Elsie?
So you're going to say bye, Felicia?
Bye, Felicia.
Everybody under 30.
Well, let's find out if you're right.
Oh, no!
The answer is Felicia.
Oh! Hi, Felicia.
Oh!
That makes 2 years in a row. Daryl got it wrong on stage.
Same question?
Yep.
Crap.
That's
amazing.
Different
question.
Different question. Not the same one. Well, Daryl, it's awesome to have you here. We love having you on every day. And thanks for doing it, man.
Are we going to do this stuff we usually do, or do that later?
Oh, you want to do today in Star Trek history?
Yeah.
Give it.
On this day in 2013, the fully restored original full-scale Galileo mock-up was unveiled in a highly publicized ceremony at NASA's Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center in Houston, where it has found a permanent home after decades of neglect and failed preservation attempts.
Nerds. Right on.
And if I'm really done here, I have a little question for you.
All right, go ahead.
The this or that question. Is this a Star Trek wood or actual monkey?
All right.
Or an actual monkey?
Star
actual
Trek wood
monkey.
Or okay. Actual monkey?
Actual monkey.
All right.
Drill.
Drill monkey drill? Or Star Trek, what was it?
Wood.
Star Trek wood.
Or actual
wood.
Monkey. So drill wood. There's a
would
man
you
drill.
Answer
it's
the
a
question?
Would they call it drill for short?
I don't think they
around.
Call it drill for short. Well, maybe the man drill is the male version of the monkey. The
lady drill.
And then just the drill is the... We're working through it.
Brian
We're working
makes
through
a
it.
Point. This is what we do. Okay, we say Star Trek.
We say wood. Star Trek wood.
Okay, if you got out your tele... Oh, wait, that's not... That doesn't apply here. This is an African primate eaten for food and now endangered.
Oh!
Are there any actual Star Trek woods?
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's like pine, pine and oak.
What do you mean, like
balsa?
I'm confused by the concept. Wait, like woods? Like
woods?
Woods?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you thought you meant forests?
What you get from Star Trek trees?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll land in the drill forest.
Okay.
Like that. Makes sense to me. Ancient Klingon.
That's what they make Riker's chair out of.
Yeah. Riker
that
wood.
That he sits in? That he steps Riker sits
over,
in?
Yeah.
Can you demonstrate a Riker sit?
Oh, I can.
Go for it. Watch this.
Actually, no, these are way too high.
Can't do it. You want to see him rack his crotch. He came to the right place. All right. It is you can do it?
Yeah, I'm going to
try. Go for it. Yeah. Nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
You didn't finish it, though. There's a finishing move.
Oh, I don't know the finishing move.
Finish. All right, Veronica, sir.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh! You got served, son!
I got Belmonted.
You got the Belmonte there. All right, this sound can only mean one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Wendy Dunford.
Yeah!
My sister Wendy.
Yay.
She was once heir to the Dunford Bakery fortune, but now just brings donuts. So for those who are not aware, my sister Wendy, who does a segment on the show still called Therapy Thursday, we get lots of feedback saying it's their favorite part of the show. We also did a little show called The Therapy Show for a little while, which I know people enjoyed. We're looking at doing that again once we're closer together, and that's because she lives in Sweden right now. We got her back here, though, for a couple of weeks. Good to see some family. And we always tease that she's my only full-blooded white sister, but that seems a little offensive because all my siblings are Korean otherwise, and my brother Mark. But her brother Mark is as white as me. But anyway, we've always had this great connection, but what's interesting is we couldn't have gone in two more different directions. I went in this weird, nerdy gamer thing, and she went hardcore, let's help everybody with their personal problems thing. And turns out she's really good at it, as many of you have told us. So it's great having you here, Wendy. How was the flight? How's Sweden? What's going on?
Sweden's awesome. I have a cold. I think I'm allergic to this country.
Oh, snap.
Patrick, do you hear me? Yeah, yeah, what's up?
USA.
He's a traitor. no, it's been great.
You love it there.
I gotta think. Yeah, I love it there. It's awesome.
There are a few Swedes here. How many Swedes we got here?
Yeah, where's your Swede?
Yeah, look at it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So you can practice the language and do all that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to say one thing that is the most notably different, like shockingly different thing culturally from where you were here to going there, what is it? This is a loaded question.
Their bathroom stalls are really little for little skinny Swedes. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. And kids, the way they view kids is amazing. My kids are really happy, let me say this. It's like childhood is everywhere. It's like the U.S. 30 years ago. It's like wicked safe, and then they give them knives to play with when they're like four, and they climb trees, and my kids start fires. It's awesome.
Wow. Who would have known?
Yeah.
Do you find that the neurosis of Americans is not nearly as pronounced in Sweden, or do they have their own brand of that?
Oh, I think they have their own brand.
Because it's dark all the time, right?
Yeah, depression is pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have your hands full.
But no, I don't talk to Swedes about that stuff.
Well,
just Americans.
Later today, Wendy, myself, and Mark the Terpster Turpin will have a panel. It will be a hypothetical help therapy show type arrangement where you'll get really, really bad responses from me and Terpster and really solid advice from Wendy. So I recommend coming to that if you have time later this afternoon. So this is our crew. This is what we do every week, and I just love everyone up here, and I'm so grateful that they're willing to do this. And in some cases, when they came to me, I was just honored, and we're just so honored to even have them involved. So can I get a big round of applause for the group? And now, where's Kim? Where's my wife?
Hold She's on, somewhere. Scott. Can I give away some donuts?
Oh, yeah. Give away some donuts.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? That'll start the chain, because right after donuts, there is a long list of people who apparently have brought weird stuff for us to eat.
Okay.
None of it is yogurt soda that has gone bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
There was a moratorium on carbonated dairy beverages,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. There was no right. thickened liquid, no crickets, and no yogurt soda.
Yeah.
And I'm prepared.
So okay. So
yeah. I could use some of that.
All right. So here's my, I have two trivia questions. The first one is, this will show that none of you have listened to the show. when I'm on, give me an example of a Swedish word that's funny in English that you've heard on the show.
Wait, do we have a thing, like a microphone or something that people can run to? Or?
Yeah, well, we do.
Yeah.
80%.
Oh, yeah. We're
and fart doesn't count. It's got to be another one, because that one everyone knows.
Scott Fletcher's going to run around with a mic. We're also going to do, while we do some of this taste testing, we'll do some questions from the audience. And if Brandon could get us a little sweet bed music, we'll play that in the background, have a little fun with this. All right, so first trivia question, who got it? Do you know yet?
It can't be fart. Another word that is funny... In Swedish. What? Kiss. Nice. Oh, yeah. Give that man some
Wait, he's an actual Swede. He's right
he's
next
Swedish.
To the Swedish guys.
I met those guys. They're totally Swedish. But I'll tell you something about the Swedes. They're a collective country. They share a lot with others. So boys, share.
Yay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nicely done.
Donuts for your whole so row.
Donuts for the collective. You must be Swedish, though.
The whole box?
The whole box.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, right. There you go.
Nice.
Exactly. Okay. But we're going to make you install it with minimal instructions.
85%.
That's right.
An Allen wrench.
All natural. Okay, and the next question, this is, I don't know. Who has been married or in a relationship the longest and the happiest? And somehow you got to prove that. Yeah? How long?
35 years.
All right.
Can anybody beat 35 years?
35, 35, we're looking for 35. 35, 35, down front for 35.
Yell it out.
Okay. You said in the relationship or married?
Yeah.
38, down front to the woman in the green coat. We're at 38. Who are we at 38? Looking for 38. Looking for 39.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. You're pretty good at that.
Congratulations, you're a winner.
So be like the Swedes and share.
You have to prove it now, though, so you got to go all Lady and the Tramp on one of those donuts.
No, don't.
You meet in the middle?
38 layers of years
he's
a long time.
He's gross. He's from Central
New
York.
You know what he's referring to with Lady and the Tramp on those donuts? Okay.
No, stop it. Just because he dresses up like whatever video game character gets invented doesn't mean that you need to demean yourself.
Oh, I need Dragon Con then. Brittany, or is Brittany my wife? Lady in the Tramp costumes.
Oh.
Ah, I like it.
And then we'll gross everyone out and eat spaghetti.
Go through a lot of spaghetti. Hey, can we do just a quick Windows 10 update check? How are we doing, Tom?
93% downloaded.
93.
Getting close.
All right, all of those exactly who said the they told me they brought things for us to eat up here, like weird stuff, find Kim. She's right here.
Make a nice, orderly line behind
Kim.
I want that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've had that. That's
there
good.
Are more of you than I expected.
Oh, no, there's a whole thing. That's not good.
Wow.
Oh, all Jesus.
Right, we need rules.
These are
year.
Things you can eat or present. So, okay. Do you have something to present?
Please let us know whether you'd like us to eat it or present it.
All right, so last year I brought the yogurt soda.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It was good.
Boo. I liked it.
And I feel like I've had a blight on my name since. And so I've brought things to make it better.
Yeah. All right.
I don't believe him.
I know.
No. In here is food and a gift.
Oh, it's a whole presentation.
Yeah, there's a food and a gift.
And you have
and
to decide
beverage.
Which is food and which is a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Sriracha popcorn. We'll pass this down. Yes. Open that, will you?
There's lots of that. That's good.
All right. There we
That's
go.
That's a gift.
Dude, don't eat that. What is this?
It's the vinyl for the I Fight Dragons Kickstarter.
Oh, no way.
The clear, you should pull the vinyl light. It's pretty.
That's amazing. Taylor, you'd love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter's a hipster. She loves this stuff.
I made a helmet for their music video.
Dude, that's so cool. Hi-Fi Dragons?
Yeah. Ooh. And there's stuff in there. There's more stuff to share.
We're creating it's Windows 10 soda. Media.
Cheeseburger Pete Pringles.
Wait, are those vegetables?
Cheeseburger Pringles.
Do they have cheeseburger in them?
There are cheeseburger flavorings in it.
Okay.
This is for you.
Open this and pass these.
Did you get one of these?
I have it numb.
There you go.
Thank God.
Tom, yours?
Is this an enema? What is this?
And Daryl, here's yours.
Oh, wow.
Stuff in there for you to share.
Oh,
it lights up.
This sriracha stuff will kill your guts. At least that's
what it's like. Popcorn is good.
So I hope I've made up for last year. So okay.
It's a terrible idea. All right, one more thing in here.
Oh, Jesus.
Organic fruit.
Magic wand.
No, organic fruit. Blood orange.
Understood.
You can try that one.
It's cool, I'll fix it.
It's made with
blood. No, it just looks weird.
Oh, this is starting to eat through my teeth. Holy hot ham water. Look at the line.
This is crazy. All right, next up.
We're all going to die.
Hey, Scott.
But I'm 58% through creating Windows 10 media.
Cheeseburger. Yes.
It tastes like a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Thank you very much. Cheeseburger flavoring. Okay, what do we got? Ooh, Sriracha Man. Sriracha Man!
I'm saving myself for those, because those are
that is the OG stuff.
Oh, yeah. We got more.
Yeah. Able to feel it going in and coming out. Excelsior!
Yes. But I found these on the coast, and I thought of you guys.
Well, thanks, man. This is super nice. Oh.
I also have taffy, if anybody finds me. I was also a bowl of it out there.
Oh, that dude got, like, crazy taffy. Literally.
He's got the taffy that we tried on the show from Seaside, Oregon. Fantastic.
You're really good,
Jackie.
Yeah.
You owe it yourself to try.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Ooh, those are hot, dude.
Yeah, it's like the cheeseburger.
Holy
is
shite.
Good. With some fries. There's some fries in
there. I wasn't cheating, I promise.
All right, so I brought six flavors of chips from Canada.
Thank you. Oh, look at this.
Which the elevation is quite different, so that exploded quite nicely. The rest of them all popped open.
World of flavors. Barbecue baby back ribs. Petite Cotes La Vies. Ah, barbecue Savars du Monde. Pop that open.
I think you nailed that pronunciation.
Wow. Canadian hamburger, try that. Oh. Wow, dude. Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to get those
Hold
kind
on,
of tricks.
My Scott, human Scott, trick. Can I break in for a moment?
Yeah.
I have some license terms. Should I agree to them?
Yes.
Agree. Wait, read them first.
Or would you like me to read
them
out now?
Loud.
Read them verbatim.
Read it all.
Read them all. Read them all. Read them all.
Serving your country, a.k.a. Microsoft.
Oops, I accidentally hit pass on these. That way they can get more down there.
These are actually, I think, better than
And the last one in fitting the theme.
Sriracha again.
I want Veronica to try the cheeseburger Pringle and then compare it to these hamburger potato chips because I think the Canadians are better.
Here's the barbecue. Quit passing down the spicy stuff. It's killing me.
Keep sending that.
You can actually get some of the pickles in there, too.
Yeah. Opening man.
Yeah, it's better than the Pringle.
There's poutine. Canadians, raise your hands, Canadians. Yeah. How's it going, eh?
So
All right, Canadians have just won the potato chip war.
Yeah, they have. You guys know what you're doing. Bronco, where are you at, Bronco?
Just open the bottom of this bag.
Bronco, yeah, Bronco chips
exploded.
Are always the best.
Hey, some on the floor.
Hey, Veronica, try the World of Flavors Smokin' Stampede.
Save some room, guys, because
Oh God!
Eiley has some things for you as well.
All right.
Yes.
Hi, I brought you something from New Zealand.
All right, New Zealand. Did you come all the way from New Zealand?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Kay Ora. What? How could this have been done?
All right. Got some jelly tips.
Ah, jelly tips.
I heard a bingo.
We got a bingo.
I heard a bingo.
Explosive jelly tips.
Is that before or after?
Some LMP stuff.
All right. Never heard of these.
Nope.
I imagine the Lord of the Rings crew eating this kind of food while they were there.
I'll be on opening duty since you're
You might like these pineapple lumps.
Oh, okay. My favorite Star Wars character.
That's my favorite Crowded House song is Pineapple Lumps.
Yeah.
And a bunch of chocolates.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. We will spread those far and wide. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Oh, man. And all the way from New Zealand. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm good.
What's your name?
I'm Stuart. I'm going to save some of this for later.
From Australia.
Stuart from Australia. Australia?
Yep.
Man.
Okay.
Boy, your arm's tired. Pretty
good. Our national food is Vegemite. And for some reason, they put it in chocolate.
Nice!
So, there we go.
I only know it from the Men at Work song. That's the only thing I know it from.
Also, we have some savory shapes, barbecue and pizza.
Whoa.
I've got a whole bunch of them, so you can...
You guys call them crisps also?
No. These are like baked biscuits.
Ah. Like cookies over here.
Savory.
Sort of. Okay.
Crackers.
Shapes.
Yes. They're like savory
baked,
crackers.
Not fried. Yeah.
And...
You like that, Chinbeard? Baked, not fried, Chinbeard. Yep. Hey, Chinbeard. Baked, not fried.
Okay. It's a good thing we're being so healthy up here.
I know. And,
if you'll excuse me, I'm going to pour these chips into my mouth.
Caramello koalas. So one of our national animals. So
paranoid koalas?
No, caramello. Oh. Or caramello, as some of you might say.
I heard that wrong.
Paranoid. No, they're like drop bears. But
if you're ever curious, I'm committed.
A lot of them for everyone
to
share.
Oh, okay.
He'll pour chips on your
face. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. That was so nice. All the way from Australia.
Happy
thanks, man.
The yogurt soda.
What's your name?
I'm Coyote Brown.
Yes.
And I got some pomegranate full-strength drinking vinegar.
That sounds like a thing.
Drinking vinegar, you say. Yes.
Have I introduced Tom Merritt to you before? Because
Amazon assures me that it's new.
In the same sentence.
So,
okay. All right. Yes. Amazon, good. They have her back.
Make sure you dilute that because it's...
No, you got to do a shot straight.
Full-strength drinking vinegar.
I'll do it if you won't.
Shot.
Send that down to Tom. Oh, are you going to do it?
You really want a small amount. It's a very small amount. Okay. Seriously.
Really? Yeah, have you had this? You've had this.
I do shots of apple cider vinegar pretty regularly, and it's awful.
Okay.
So this is only going to be...
And ladies, dirty glass.
Yeah, spit in that glass.
It's good for your stuff. It's not good for... You shouldn't do... Like, okay, so hard to explain. Like, if you have really bad acid reflux or indigestion,
I got drunk one night and was trolling Amazon and saw that, and I figured that would be a good idea.
So wait, I heard of that too. This is good for, like, upper stomachy things.
Can I just say what everybody's thinking? This is the worst nativity play ever.
By the way, if this is your first year, and I know a lot of it is, this is TMS at Nerdtacular. It's just a big chaotic nightmare. I should have warned you, but that's what this is.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready? No, we got one. We got a shot.
Quick.
Ready?
You drink it?
That was
too soon.
Yeah.
Skull!
Yeah.
Skull. That was okay.
And?
That's not bad. Oh, God, it's bad.
That's actually really
bad. At first it wasn't bad, and then it became very bad.
Watch this. Yeah! If you need, if you're looking for signatures from Tom later, he'll be on the fifth stall men's bathroom right up there.
Hey, I'm gonna put my headphones down for a second.
Yeah, go throw up.
Wait, what was that? I didn't even know
my
what
job
it was.
Here is done.
I'm just an attention whore. What was that?
Thanks, man. That was awesome. Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Dwayne Coyle from out in Illinois. I actually live about 20 minutes from where Tom Merritt's from. I'm known as Roe Baby in the world in the capital. So I've got a few treats here, a couple of different things. I'm going to go ahead and hand them out. This is ski soda from XL Bottling Company.
Thank you.
Yeah, represent.
No soda for you.
Lager.
Beer. Beer.
Lager for me because I don't need any other.
Where's Corinne? Corinne's not seeing this right now.
I think Wendy and I are the only two on this panel that don't drink. Wendy, wait. You don't drink now you're in Sweden, do you?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thing or another thing.
But I've learned the word skull.
No. Now, I do have one left, and I wanted to call one person out. Is Brushwood out here?
Brian Brushwood.
Where's Brian?
Brian Brushwood. All right, Brushwood.
right, you scammed a lot of beers for a lot of people, so I wanted to give you one back.
Brushwood.
However, this is called Lefty's Lager. There is one thing, though, Brian.
Yeah.
Don't you owe them a song?
We did it.
They delivered.
We did it.
Oh, you didn't listen.
But it's live.
Amazing. Hey, we do 5 shows a week. I don't blame you, dude.
That's right. Does anybody have a bottle opener?
Hey, I did it with my hands. Oh, you got a beer, though.
Who's going to bottle open me?
You beer people.
While we wait for that, we're in a race to see if the contender will fund before Windows 10 installs. Right now, it's neck and neck.
All right. Nice.
Can you give us a
percentage? Do you have a percentage?
I'm making sure you're ready to install. Please wait.
Oh, that is a bad right percentage. That is not a good percentage right there.
Oh,
all right. Wendy brought some things.
Oh, ready to install.
Oh, gosh. No, I think we had this once. Do you remember this? All right, so this bag of poo is probably that really hardcore licorice, right?
Yeah, lacrete. Yeah.
I will pass this to you now.
All right.
Give that a shot. Good luck to you. And to wash it down.
Salted licorice, right?
I'm kind of uncomfortable that it's just a baggy, really white.
Salta Mandalar. How'd I do, Swede? Salta Mandalar. All right. Made in Sweden. They make good chocolate, so this is probably great.
I like that there's a picture of Peter Stormare right on the cover.
Yeah, look at that. I love that guy. I'm on the fence. He put Steve Buscemi in the chipper. Wow. Remember that? He got eaten by tiny dinosaurs in that terrible Jurassic Park movie.
Are there rules for this? Or?
I don't know. This looks like something that somebody would laugh at Indiana Jones for eating when he found out what it was.
Well, good luck with it.
Veronica, would you like some more
vinegar? Veronica says nope.
Nope.
I got a big note from V.
All right, it's kind of... Oh, God. It's like somebody made a Sour Patch Kid out of a lit cigarette.
From the smoke monster last night.
That's gross.
I think I kind
of... Where's Andreas?
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Oh, God.
It
gets
worse.
This is like the episode one of Candies.
I'm still eating it.
I wish I had some yogurt soda to sort of cleanse my palate.
Yeah.
All right, sweets, salt and mandalar, good.
All right. They trust those guys, yeah.
I don't see what's so bad about this.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that? Did you say that?
That's good.
Who said it's nothing bad?
No,
Daryl, you're an insane person.
Okay,
I've had that before.
I'm trying a different one now.
All right.
It's got special powder on it.
Oh, that's
special powder.
I've said that before, but that's real hard.
That's bad.
Well,
that's what she said.
Ice Worm?
Super salty.
I did want to do a quick thanks to Ice Worm. Where are you, buddy? He does a lot of work for us. Means a lot. Thank you so much. Big thanks to Scott Fletcher. He does so much. Oh, we have more stuff.
We have one more presentation.
One more presentation. Bring it on up. What's your name? Where are you from?
Tim Townsend from Boise, Idaho.
Nice.
Boise.
This is for Scott and Brian.
Okay.
One, I felt like Scott needed something behind him in his video, and I felt like Brian needed one more thing.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, what is it?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Let's see. So cool. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Holy smokes.
That's amazing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, dude.
Oh, that is awesome.
We are not worthy, man. That is amazing. Thank you so much, for real.
Our pleasure.
Wow. I'm not going to break this S, I promise.
That's so great.
What are they made out of? What's the material?
It's PVC.
Cool. How'd you cut it?
I run a CNC router.
Yeah.
That is the coolest thing ever, seriously.
I just want to talk about making stuff.
Well, my wife and I have a booth out front. She does a lot of leather work and a lot of the other things that I have out there, so come and see us.
Please do. Check out their table.
Oh,
thank
my God.
So
that's
much.
Amazing.
Seriously.
Everybody give them more
the
applause.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You're great. All right, one last thing, and then we're running a little long anyway.
I got
one last thing I want to do. Yeah, go ahead.
I do. So normally, before Veronica comes on, I try to eat up as much time talking about whatever. Yeah. And lately, it's been 3D printing. And no, this is totally not pandering. Totally not pandering. In one of your bags, there is a little poker chip size, Major Spoilers, 3D printed poker chip. It's green. If you turn that in to myself or Corinne,
you get a kiss.
No.
Oh, you have no idea what that might mean in a second. Hang on to that idea.
We've got a copy of A Munchkin Panic for you. So if you find that in your bag, just contact me or Corinne before the end of the day tomorrow, and we will get that to you. So,
all right. Very nice. I'm going to do something a little weird. I have these Futurama mystery boxes. In them is a little minifig of some Futurama character. I'm going to pass it out to our panel. If someone opens it and it's Bender, and we don't know, it's all random, so there's no way to know on the outside of the box. If it's Bender, they have to kiss Brian Ibbett on the bald head. I'm playing too, so I'm not immune from this. So here's mine. If you get it, you kiss us all on the head.
Oh.
Here, you can do it.
Here you go. Thank you.
I warned nobody about this.
Watch, they're all Bender.
I hope it's Veronica.
Me too.
If it's me, you're going to have a big chocolate mark on your head.
That's not chocolate.
Good God.
All right, open them up. See what you get. I'll check mine.
I hope they're all Benders.
9%.
Oh, if nobody gets Bender, Brian has to... I don't know. Get lots of pictures of this. Got the cameras out? Yeah!
Amazing.
Now I smell like Long John Silver's.
I'm not done yet, big fella. Oh,
I got one too. Two Benders. Never wash your head again.
Look who's the easy girl on prom night.
Been a couple days since you shaved there, Brian.
Two days.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Yeah. It's like making out with a belt sander.
And how would you know that?
Never wash your head, all right?
No.
All right, we are going to round things out. I'm so just glad to have these guys up there. There's chips everywhere. There's stuff every place. It's the best thing ever. We'll clean all this up before we do our instance panel later. But thank you to everybody. Just want to have a big round of applause for Brian Ibbett, for Steven Schleicher, Veronica Belmont, Bill Duran, Justin Robert Young, Tom Merritt. Oh, how do you want to do it? I don't know either. Daryl's still got to give away his thing.
We'll figure it out.
His phaser.
Oh, yeah, somebody has a bingo right here in the front row.
Bingo winner. We got a bingo winner. That's it. That's how you do it.
Bingo.
Right here.
Let's verify.
Bingo!
Come on up. You have to kiss Daryl on the forehead.
Yeah.
Where's the other?
Yeah. You don't have to do that.
Where's the other phaser? Set phasers to give away.
Oh, and my sister Wendy. I forgot. I got her before we clapped. One last check on Windows 10. How are we doing?
We're finally actually upgrading, not downloading, and we're at 16%.
16%, everybody. 16%. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back at what time is... Oh, I did want to mention this. David Michael tells us from afar that we are now at 68K on the book Kickstarter. That ends in a couple of hours, so it'd be cool if we got to 70. Anybody at home watching this on the streams? You know what you got to do. It just means more work for me, so go for it. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you all for being here for TMS. Yay. And we'll see you back here at, is it 1? 1 o'clock for the live instance panel. You do not want to miss that.
Yeah, you know what?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.